Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former State Senator George Maziarz. George, long time no talk. How you doing?
Yes. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Doing all right this morning. Lots going on at the state level, but I want to take it all the way back and then move to current. I want to go back to the talk that's been going on really since November, and then we saw it in the budget, and that is this slow ban on natural gas. Now, I want to know how far back this went. Was this something that was in the works back in your time in Albany?
Oh, absolutely. It was. I actually chaired the Senate Energy Committee for over 10 years, and this was something that the far left would bring up often. You know, their goal, I think their initial goal was to kill coal, which unfortunately they succeeded on. You know, they instead of looking at, you know, ways to burn coal in a cleaner fashion, like carbon sequestration and so forth, their idea was to kill it. And I think now that they've succeeded there, their next goal is to go after natural gas. It's a wrongheaded policy. It's crazy. The electric grid in New York State is not prepared to end the use of natural gas. And you know, the Cuomo administration, and I'm sure the Hochul administration has the same thing, because it's usually the same leftists that are advising the governor. Their idea is, well, we can import hydropower, clean power from other areas, from New Jersey, from Canada, which is exactly the wrong way to go when you're depending on other states or other nations, in this instance of Canada, to supply with power. It's crazy policy.
You know, we talked with State Senator Rob Ord about this last week, and my question to you is, I mean, I've talked to people who politically don't agree with me, but see this in the works and say there's no way we can make this happen. Do you think there'd be any pushback by Democrats in Albany to where maybe at least delay some of the stuff that's going to happen in the next 2 or 4 years?
No, I don't, because I think the Democrats in Albany, the far leftists, are feeling their oats. In rejecting the governor's choice for the Court of Appeals, I think that they're emboldened now. And you know, they want to make New York California, you know, where California has this far left energy policy, but yet California also has brownouts, blackouts, you know, reduced usage of power. That's where they want to go, because they say, you know, and they're thinking is, well, you know, we can always get power from other sources. You know, we can always, you know, upgrade the electric grid, which is not going to happen. Rob Ort, I believe a couple of weeks ago, came out and said just that the electric grid in New York was not prepared for the influx of use if you did away with natural gas. And PolitiFact, which is a nonpartisan, unbiased, very objective, used by news medias across the country, really, actually did a study of Ort's comments, and they rate them. You know, they love to catch politicians when they're being untruthful, and they rated Ort's position, or I'm sorry, Ort's statement as being 100% factual and true. You know, which I think is further evidence that that the Democrats are headed down a really bad path. It's going to increase energy rates. You know, that's what they don't tell you. It's going to increase cost for businesses, for homeowners, and it's going to end up with brownouts, blackouts. You know, we're going to be California.
You know, yeah, the updating the grid, that wasn't even part of the budget proposal. That wasn't part of anything. It's just, to me, it seems like that's the first thing people will bring up. And like I said, I've talked to non-political people, but people who, when it comes to politics, do not agree with me. And they're also pushing back. It's surprising to see that not in Albany at all, that this is just going to go through. And George, I want your thoughts on this. You know, looking at the November election, it's not like Governor Hochul won by a landslide. For New York State, it was actually a pretty close election. Wouldn't, in your opinion, wouldn't that kind of put the brakes on things to see, hey, why was this such a close election in a state like New York?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And that's why I don't understand the governor's position on this. I think that, you know, maybe her senior staff are a little jolted by the election, by the closeness of the election. Lee Zeldin did an excellent job. I think, you know, you have two Kathy Hochuls. You know, you have the progressive leftist that's trying to appease the far left of the Democratic Party. And then you have, you know, the upstate, more moderate, I dare say even say moderately conservative Kathy Hochul, who's trying to govern. And you know, she's not finding that quite right middle ground. And to be honest with you, I think that the legislature has been further emboldened by this rejection of the appellate chief judge nomination. I think she's going to have a very difficult time. Now, I do think that I will tell you this, that the governor is sitting back. You notice that the governor did not file a lawsuit against the Senate requiring a full vote of the Senate. Now, the Senate did file a lawsuit, but not the governor didn't. Because I think the governor is saying, you know, I'm going to hold my cards. And in the budget process in New York State, the governor has enormous amount of power. And I think she's going to kind of lay in wait for the legislature and maybe try to get back at them during the budget process.
And we will get to that, because that's another thing I wanted to bring up with you. But going back to the budget, obviously the gas ban has been the major topic of conversation. It is funny, George, that so many people are talking about this natural gas ban and have kind of forgotten that there's also a 2035 automobile gas ban that's on the table.
All electric vehicles by 2035. It's an unreachable goal. It's California all over. It's a far leftist in Albany. It's crazy. It can't work in New York. It's not going to work in New York. What they'll do is, I think in the end they'll move the goal line. You know, they'll say, well, 2035 isn't realistic. You know, we'll make it 2040, something like that. And you know, it's crazy energy policy. You know, if you hit realistic energy policy, upgrade the grid, you know, encourage people to switch by giving them incentives to do it, you know, but being very careful about the increased cost of energy, because, you know, that's what hurt businesses in New York State. I know, you know, right here in Niagara County, we have the General Motors plant here. Back in 2008, 2009, you know, they were going to be closing down 20 plants across the United States, Delphi, Harrison and General Motors. And the one reason they kept this plant in Lockport open was because of the cheap power available from the Niagara Power Project. You know, I mean, you got to think about the end users' rates that they're paying for electricity, that they're paying for power, that they're paying for doing business in New York. And this energy policy that the governor is proposing and this commission that she appointed is just crazy. It's unworkable in New York.
And we look at the budget itself, George, it's the second biggest budget in the country, only second to the state you keep mentioning, California. I mean, Texas and Florida's combined is still smaller than New York State's budget. What gives with the bloated New York State budget?
Well, in New York State, we spend a lot of money on education and health care. That's pretty much where most of it goes. I'll tell you, the governor and the legislature are in a very, I would say, enviable position. When I was in office, you know, they have a multi-billion-dollar surplus this year to work with. I'm absolutely certain they're not going to save one penny of it for any future downturn years. They're going to spend every bit of it, particularly the leftists that control the legislature, and they're going to add on to the spending that the governor did. I can almost guarantee you that, particularly when it comes to higher education, K-12 education. I think it's going to be a good year for school districts in New York.
you know, I look at the budget, we look at the gas plan, and that is getting all the talk, the gas bans. If you were in charge of the Republican Party in New York State, George, what would your message be? What would your strategy be, either to take advantage of this or to try to gain seats in Albany in the next election season?
You know, I would concentrate a lot on certainly on Long Island and the Hudson Valley and tell people how these leftist crazy, you know, get rid of, you know, your gas stoves and, you know, natural gas service, and how these crazy leftist policies are going to increase the rate that you pay every month in your bill. That's what impacts people is, you know, what's it going to cost me? You know, what's it going to, you know, that monthly bill that I get from, you know, my supplier, what's that going to do? It? Well, it's going to go up by 30%. It's going to go up by 45%. That's an impact. That's what I would do if I was running the Republican parties. It, particularly, you know, in upstate New York, I think, you know, we do a very good job of that. You know, where I would concentrate more is on Long Island and Hudson Valley, because those are the swing districts. Those are the ones that are going to do it. And, you know, the assembly is gone in New York. I hate to say it, but it's just gone. You know, it's always going to be controlled by the Democrats. There is hope in the New York State Senate, though. Now, that's my old hometown, you know, so, you know, I have a soft spot for the Senate. But I think that's where we could pick up seats, and that's where we can impact the government of New York. That's what we did, you know, back when we had the majority.
Now, speaking of the state Senate, you mentioned this a few minutes ago, the state Senate's Republicans suing to force a vote on LaSalle nomination. This was the nominee for chief judge that was narrowly rejected last month. What is the goal here with forcing this vote?
You know, I think the goal is to basically, I think the Republicans are saying, you know, look, we got to have a process here. The full Senate, you can't take a committee, which, by the way, a committee that was stacked. Against the nominee. I mean, you know, 2 weeks before the meeting, they added another, I believe, four members, you know, which all of whom were voted against the nominee. So the committee was stacked to begin with. I think what the Republicans are saying, and I think it's a good thing. The problem is, you know, this is going to go, I think they filed it in Suffolk County. You know, this is going to go before a judge. It's going to be appealed. It's going to go up to the Court of Appeals, which is the court where this judge was being appointed to, and two members of that court actually applied for this job. So, you know, I don't know if there's any like objective area that you could do. I've talked to legal experts on both sides of this issue, and quite frankly, I've gotten opinions going both ways that the full Senate has to vote. The full Senate does not have to vote. You know, I don't know. It's never been done before. So it's really uncharted territory.
Were you surprised that a Hochul nominee was rejected by the Senate Democrats?
I was not surprised because I think that the legislature, particularly those Senate Democrats, but particularly, and I'll mention the deputy majority leader, Senator Mike Gianaris from Queens, is staking out a claim that the Senate, that these progressive groups in the Senate are not going to be pushovers for any gubernatorial nominee, that they are going to have their say, that the governor should have sat down with them beforehand, you know, to talk about a nominee. I think that the Senate Dems were sending a message to the governor that, you know, you're just not going to roll over us. You know, we've got to be part of the decision making process. The governor, on the other hand, I think is going to say, you know, listen, I'm the governor. I was duly elected. You know, this is my appointment, and I'm going to go forward. And I think the governor, as I said before, or I alluded to before, I think the governor is going to come back in the budget and, you know, send some pretty strong messages to the Senate Democrats.
In the Times Union during the week, Joshua Solomon has an article about Lee Zeldin possibly running against Kirsten Gillibrand for U.S. Senate. What would you think of his chances, and how would he kind of bring back that momentum he had in the gubernatorial race last year?
I think it would be a great idea. I think he'd beat Kirsten Gillibrand. If you walk down Main Street in the, you know, the 10 largest cities in New York outside of New York City and ask 10 people who Kirsten Gillibrand was, 9 of them wouldn't know, you know, because she's so overshadowed by Chuck Schumer. You know, I mean, she just is almost a non-entity in New York state politics and the government. Let me give you this shocking prediction, Joe, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think she's going to have a primary. I think Andrew Cuomo is going to primary her. And that is going to be a huge primary. I think a Republican can, in a general election, can sneak up the middle, and I think Lee Zeldin is the exact candidate to do that. She's either going to get a primary from Andrew Cuomo or from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But she's going to get a Democratic primary, and I think that's why she announced so early. I think that's why she suddenly started to discover where upstate New York was, and I think it's going to be a battle of titans. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Andrew Cuomo didn't jump in. You know, he's got a big war chest. He has better name recognition, both negative and positive, probably more negative than she does. You know, again, if you went down again that Main Street and asked 10 people who Andrew Cuomo was, 10 out of 10 would know who he was.
It's interesting you say that, George, because my next two questions were actually going to be about former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and you kind of answered it there. You know, all signs point to him wanting to get back in the political arena. You think it's going to be in the state, not state Senate, in the national Senate?
Actually, yes, I do. You think about it. You know, he's. I don't think he's going to run for governor again. I just think, you know, that's just not what he wants to be. I think, you know, he looks at the United States Senate, a statewide race against a very weak candidate, somebody who doesn't have a lot of name recognition, somebody who's clearly overshadowed by Chuck Schumer. You know, I think, again, you know, a lot of it is name recognition. You ask people who Christian Gillibrand is, nobody knows, not for a few people know. Andrew Cuomo, everybody knows who he is. Again, they don't all like him, but, you know, I'm particularly in upstate New York. You know, I can't think of one thing that she's done or you know that you know you could credit her for. I think she's extremely vulnerable, and I think if you have this dragged out, hard hitting Democratic primary, I think it's ripe for a Republican to do it. That's Joe. I'm going to go back a long time ago. I think 1992. It's exactly what Alphonse D'Amato did. You know, there was a five-way Democratic primary. I think Bob Abrams, Elizabeth Holzman at the time. Now I'm really showing my age here, Joe. But this is probably before you were born, Joe. But it was a heavy Democratic primary. They destroyed each other. And Al D'Amato ran up the middle on the Republican line and won. I think Lee Zeldin can do the same thing.
Hey, former State Senator George Maziarz, before we let you go, we're asking everybody the game we wish the Bills were in tonight, Kansas City, Philadelphia. Who do you think it's going to be?
I'm an AFC guy, Joe, even though I think maybe Philadelphia might be a better team. I'm an AFC guy. I'm going with Kansas City.
All right, it's two votes Kansas City, one vote Philadelphia. Hey, George, always great checking up with you. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Joe. Good. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.